San Bano. That's me saying hi guys in Mongolian. How are you wonderful people doing today? Your girl Kamsi, the realest podcaster in the game, is saying welcome to The Truth Korea, a podcast that gives you the raw and unfiltered truth about any and every issue we face as a people and a society. Thank you for making it a date with me today. I know you guys are busy with work and family and all that, but somehow you always make time to listen to my podcast, so I'm very grateful for that. Today, we'll be discussing how to catch a cheating partner. Yes. You know, when I posted about today's topic on my social media, when I shared my flyer and everything, some guys came to my inbox to lament that I want to spoil market for them. Apparently, they don't want their ladies to know how to catch them when they cheat. Well, guys, that's too bad, because The Truth Korea must shake tables. No matter who is on the table, we must shake it. Besides, studies have actually shown that in recent times, women's likelihood to cheat has increased by 2%. This is mainly because they are trying to catch up with the men, you know, of years of cheating. When cheating is talked about, mainly people assume that it's men that cheat more. But I think it's actually our society that made it that way, because there are some cultures that polygamy is allowed, so a man can actually marry more than one wife, so it's not seen as a big deal per se if a man should cheat on his wife. But for women, we are more harshly judged. There's even some villages I heard that, if a woman should cheat, they will throw you out of your husband's house, they will embarrass you, they'll take you to the village square and they'll stone you, they'll embarrass you. You know, so many things that were done to women who stepped out of their marriage. But for the men, it was like, if you can take care of her, why not? Come on, go ahead and do it. So I think that's why it seems that way. But women actually cheat. It's just that they find more secretive and cunning ways to do it so that they don't get exposed. But men don't really take that much, you know, safety measures to avoid being caught, because they feel like even if they get caught, it might not be a big of a deal. But unfortunately, in this more modern society, nobody wants to have a cheating partner. If you cheat in a relationship, you can break that relationship. So people are no longer excused. Unless your culture accepts polygamy and you want to go that way, then it's fine. But if you're a monogamous man, cheating is not something that especially our generation tolerates in a man or a woman than before. So that's just it. Things have changed. So women too actually cheat. Like I said, they're trying to catch up with the men, or they want to engage in revenge cheating. That's when you cheat and your partner wants to cheat back. Or maybe your partner cheats just because she thinks you're cheating. So all those things make women cheat. And besides, women tend to feel more lonely in marriages. I don't know why this is the case, but it's actually the truth. So that can actually push them more towards cheating than men. So just know that this topic is not a gender-based one. Men cheat and women cheat. So guys, I beg, calm down now here. Well, notice now only you now this topic now for not be only you now. Okay, actually the reason why I'm talking about this particular topic today is because after last week's episode, so many people started sending in their relationship questions to me, asking me so many things. If you've noticed, you see that this season two of The Truth Korea has actually been based more on relationships, and that is because people keep asking me questions about relationships, about their marriage, about this, about that. So I have to answer their questions. That is what this podcast is for. So that's why it's so. But hopefully next season we'll expand more, we'll talk about more broad topics. But why I'm talking about this particular topic today, how to catch a cheating partner, is because a man sent me some messages on my Facebook Messenger, and he asked me a question. So I want to answer his question through today's episode, and hopefully to help every other person out there that might need this topic. That is why I'm talking about it today. So I'm going to be calling the man Mr. X, because he wants to stay anonymous, but I want you guys to be following the flow when I'm talking or when I'm answering his question. So Mr. X sent some messages, and a good friend of mine is going to read out the messages, and then we'll launch into today's topic proper.
Hi, The Truth Korea. I enjoyed your program last week about 11 warning signs. Please, I have a question to ask. I've been married for over 7 years now, and for about a month now, I started noticing some unusual behavior in my wife. I think she's cheating on me, and I asked her, but she denied it. Please, how can I know for sure? Is she cheating on me or not? Make my message anonymous. I need to know. Thank you.
Yes, we are talking about how to catch a cheating partner. There are three phases of catching a cheating partner, and I'll delve deeply into the three of them. And in the process, I'm sure our Mr. X will have the answer to his question. The first phase is seeing the signs that your partner might be cheating. You know your partner very well, so you should be able to tell when their behavior and their character has changed. So that's the first phase of catching a cheating partner. You have to notice the signs. You have to deliberately notice the signs. The second phase is gathering evidence and proof, and then talking to them, confronting them. And then the third and final phase is what to do and how to move on after the confrontation. It will either go one of two ways. You can forgive your partner and work on your relationship or your marriage, or you end the relationship. So you need to know how to handle either outcome or either decision you make after finding out. If you're asking the question, how do I know if my partner is cheating? It means you already suspect something. The signs of cheating may look different in every relationship, but there are some common threads that you can look out for. First and foremost, I'll tell you this. If your gut tells you that your partner is cheating, you may be right. You know, I'm a big advocate of following your gut. You must not necessarily conclude or jump to conclusions, but don't neglect your gut. When you have this feeling that something is wrong, investigate. Don't just throw it there and be like, nothing is wrong. Follow your gut. Listen to it. So trust me. Always follow your gut. Always inquire. Make inquiries. Try to find out if, okay, this thing you're feeling is actually true. Don't just dismiss it and move on, unless that's what you want to do. So let's get started with the first phase, which is spotting the signs that your partner may be cheating on you. I always say this, I think I've said it in some episodes, and I'm going to say it again. Study your partner. It's important to know your partner, know their habits, know their character, know their personality, so that you can notice when they start changing or when they start behaving strangely or out of character. Some people, when they you ask them, can your partner do this kind of thing, or can your partner do this kind of thing, they'll be like, I don't know, I'm not sure. Why won't you be sure? Someone that you're married to, someone that you're dating or courting, you should know their character. That is why I always keep telling people that the dating phase is a phase to study the person you're going to be getting married to or having a future with. That's why you need to study your partner. You need to know how, the kind of person they are, the kind of things they are likely to do or not. If you don't know your partner's natural character, it means you may not notice when he or she starts acting unnaturally or suspiciously. So what are some of these signs that can indicate that your partner may be cheating on you? We're going to be talking about, about 10 of them or so. What you must know is that there may be other things that can cause these signs, so you must pay close attention to them. The first one is, if they start spending less time with you. This one is one of the most obvious ones. If your partner develops sudden interests that require going out a lot, it may mean that they've started seeing someone else. Also, sometimes people can just change and start going out more. That is not the only thing you should be watching out for. Another thing you should notice when your partner starts going out more or starts spending less time with you is, notice that when they are going out and you ask them where they are going to, they will start giving you vague answers like, I'm going out, or meeting with somebody, or it's a work thing. They will not explain to you, okay, this is where I'm going, this is what I'm going to do there. They'll just give you a vague answer that you will not even know. If someone should ask you now, where is your partner? You might just be like, I'm not sure where he or she is. Then, when they are out and you try to contact them, they don't pick your calls or return your text messages. And later they might give you excuses like, I didn't hear the phone ringing or my battery died. This is someone that ever since you got married, their battery has never died. And then all of a sudden their battery begins to die whenever they go out. Or maybe your partner is someone that never drops their phone and then they say they didn't see your calls. If your partner is unreachable while working late or during a business trip, that's a very bad sign. If they actually have a reasonable explanation, maybe when you ask them and they tell you something reasonable that, okay, this could have happened. For example, maybe there was a time that one of my friends, Boo, was planning their engagement and he was being very sketchy because he didn't want the girl to find out. I know she was this kind of nosy person. She wanted to know where he was, what he was doing, but he was always trying to be sketchy. So she started suspecting that he was actually cheating on her. But later, when he then proposed, everything became clear to her. So, like I always say, it might be that there's something else. That's why all the signs in this I'm going to talk about today, they all link up. You have to watch out for more than one, not just because your partner starts spending less time with you. Now say, come she said she's cheating on me, or come she said she's cheating on me. That's not it. So you have to pay attention to know all the signs so that you know how to piece each of them together and find out if it's cheating that is happening or something else. So that brings us to the second one. When you start noticing your partner leaves the room to talk on the phone, or maybe when you walk into a room, they shut down their computer, or they hide their phone, or they put off their phone, then something might be wrong. You must be sure that this secretiveness is new. If maybe your partner is someone that has always been secretive, it's not something that is new. Maybe they are always trying to hide this or hide that. That's a different case. But if it's someone that is always open, they can even leave their phone with you and go out, but now they carry their phone everywhere, even to the shower, then they're hiding something. Cheaters tend to guard their phones as if their lives depend on it. And maybe they didn't used to have a password on their phone before, but now they now have a password. Something is definitely going on. Like your partner suddenly puts a password on their phone and they refuse to tell you the password, then something is going on. Also, when they finally come back from taking the call and you ask them who it was, they'll be like, so it's the wrong number. Or they'll tell you why. They'll get defensive and be like, why are you asking? You should definitely pay attention to that. The third sign is when you notice that you and your partner are arguing more over trivial things. There's no relationship that there's no arguments and fights from time to time. But when the arguments become a daily occurrence or even more frequent, something is wrong. You notice your partner is now criticizing you more often, starting fights, or even accusing you of cheating. They'll try to make it seem like you're the problem in the relationship. The reason why they do this thing, they will start picking fights with you, complain about everything you're doing. They're just working up so that if eventually you find out that they cheated, they will now turn around and blame everything on you. It's because you stopped caring about me. It's because you're always nagging. It's because of this one. It's because of that one. That is how they will now pin the whole thing. So it will make it look as if, you are the bad guy. That is why they do this thing. So when you start noticing your partner doing all those kind of things, always trying to pick fights with you, complain about everything you do, then something is wrong. Something is wrong. Just know that they are trying to make excuses so that when you catch them, they can have something to say. They might tell you something like, you're not the woman I married, or you're not the man I married, that kind of thing. So it's not look like, it's my fault that he or she cheated. Another sign is when you recognize changes in your physical relationship or sexual relationship. If you notice your partner becoming less affectionate and avoiding you when you try to show them affection, like kissing, touching, holding hands, or hugging, or they no longer initiate sex and seem distant during sex, it may be a sign that he or she is having an affair. Or maybe your partner that is always pro-missionary or pro-two-sex positions, all of a sudden he now wants you to start climbing roof to have sex with him or her. Then, or they start complaining that you're not going more rounds or so, things like that. When you notice your partner, she now starts giving you different styles, like you are not used to, or she didn't know before. Maybe someone else is teaching her some other things. or you know, when a lady starts complaining that her husband is no longer adventurous in bed, or is not adventurous in bed, why don't you be more fun? Why don't you be more this? Why don't you be more that? Maybe they have tasted something else outside and they're now bringing it into your marriage. So you should definitely notice this particular sign. It points to an affair most times. The person could actually be depressed, because depression can cause this kind of character. So you have to, like I always say, or like I've been saying, you have to watch out for other signs. These signs, they cannot stand independently. They have to be two or more, three, four, five things. They're happening, you know that, okay, all these things point to one thing. Another sign that your partner may be cheating is if he or she starts paying more attention to their physical appearance. This one is tricky, because I don't see anything wrong with a partner suddenly deciding to work out or get, you know, dress better or look better. It's not a bad thing. But you know, this case where maybe ever since you got married to your wife, you've been telling her that this her dressing is not okay. Every time she'll be dressing this way or that way. Or your husband, you always keep complaining that his pot belly is not coming, and she'll start working out and all those kind of things. And they'll be like, I beg, why? Am I not married? Why should I try to look, you know, better? Or don't you love me again? And all those kind of things. But then all of a sudden, without maybe you even stop telling them about it, they'll now start changing. They'll start dressing well, wearing perfume to go to work and all those kind of things. Take note though, you should just start watching them, because it might be a sign that they are trying to look good for someone else. Maybe they've not even had an affair, it's just a crush that they have. But you know, when you have a crush, or when you start feeling new things for somebody, you want to look your best, you want to be your best. And that's usually a sign that your partner might be considering cheating, or they've even started cheating already. There's this movie I saw back then. You might know the movie, Sha. Why Did I Get Married Too? How did Tyler Perry find out his wife was cheating? He started noticing the way she was dressing to work. Normally, she wears normal pants and bras to work, but all of a sudden, she's still wearing thongs, all these sexy, lacy underwear. She'll pick it up the night before, she'll lay it down. As in, she was just looking better, going to work. She'll take more time with her makeup, her hair, and everything. So he started suspecting that, it's like something is off. And at the end of it, it turned out that she actually started having an affair. That's why she was then dressing that way to work, because she used to, you know, sleep with the guy at work and things like that. So you should watch out for that particular sign. It can be a sign that your partner is trying to look good for someone else outside. Another sign that can point to your partner cheating is if their friends or your friends begin to act weird around you. Most times, it's the partner of the cheater that is usually the last person to find out about an affair. Trust me, it is the truth. This is so true, because your friends might have seen them somewhere, or you know, something, or they might have noticed that, okay, our friend is actually cheating on you or something. But you that is there, you will not notice it though. You hardly notice it. So and then maybe your friends are afraid to tell you about your partner's indiscrepancies, or they feel like it's not their place to talk to you about it. They might start acting weird around you, or whenever you bring up any talk about your relationship or your marriage, they'll start avoiding it or trying to make excuses. Then what, just know that it might be a sign that something is wrong, especially if that your friend is someone that always likes to talk to you about your partner or your marriage. But all of a sudden, when you bring up the topic, they will just shrink, they'll just shy away from it. You might want to ask them why they're doing that, because maybe they found out something and it's just the secret they're keeping is actually making them feel bad. So try to talk to them, don't dismiss it. The seventh sign I have here that might mean that your partner is stepping out on you is when a usually unromantic partner suddenly starts being overly romantic or paying so much attention to you. You know, they may be using this their new niceness to lure you away from any suspicion or distract you from their cheating. You know, when your partner is acting well and taking care of you, you will not start thinking about them cheating or not. You'll be too focused on the care and attention and the love, the newfound love they're showering on you, that you will not even remember to even check if what's actually going on. Why is my partner becoming so attentive all of a sudden? It might mean a sign of cheating. It might be a sign of cheating. It might be that they are feeling guilty, so they're trying to overcompensate for what they are doing by showing you so much love and attention. So watch out for this sign. It might be a sign that something is going on somewhere. Another thing that can indicate that your partner may be cheating is if they suddenly lose interest in the things you used to do together. Maybe you and your partner always go to the cinema on weekends, or you guys have a game you guys love to play together, and all of a sudden they lose interest in going. And sometimes they even encourage you to go alone. You can still go now, I don't want to go with you. They might actually be trying to get rid of you. Like, they want to just get rid of you so that they can bring their love affair to the house or wherever and spend time with them. I remember, you know, I watch a lot of movies, so I always use movies to, you know, to give my examples. And it's mainly because movies are coined from real life most times. Inspiration is from what's happening in the world. So I remember a movie I saw one time ago. This couple, they used to play tennis together. It was like their game. They used to do it on Wednesdays and sometimes on weekends. So, but when the man started cheating, he lost interest in it. He then started using this opportunity. Anytime the wife goes for their tennis game, he will now bring his lover into the house and they will have sex and everything. And she will go before the wife comes back. And this thing kept happening until, you know, the wife started suspecting something was wrong and she started making inquiries. So notice this character. If your partner suddenly loses interest in things that you used to do together and now wants to do something else, or they don't even want to do it at all, it might be a sign that they are doing something behind your back. Another thing that can indicate cheating is when your partner stops caring about the things they've been stopping you to change. Maybe you and your partner used to have a lot of fights about picking up his clothes after removing them, or soaking your plate after, you know, all those fights that partners normally have. But then all of a sudden, it doesn't bother them anymore. They don't even care if you leave your whole box outside. Like, they just stop bothering. A few times it might be that they no longer want to be a nag, or they no longer want to be disturbing you, so you not feel bad all the time. But then other times maybe that they found someone else that all those things are not even a problem. So they don't even care whether you leave your things outside or not. They don't care what you do anymore. Watch out for this particular sign. It can be a sign that something is wrong. Then the tenth and final one I have here is when your partner always wants to know where you are. Some partners are actually caring that way. They always call you when you're out to know, okay, where are you? What are you doing? How has your day been? You know, those kind of things. And it's very lovely. It's very romantic. I love people that do that. But there are some partners that they've never been caring before. When you go out, they will not even call you all through the days until you come back in the evening. They will not be like, hey, how was your day? Blah, blah, blah. But all of a sudden, this is your partner is now, anytime you step out, where are you? Which side are you? How long are you going to be there? What are you doing there? You have to just pinch yourself and be like, why is this person trying to find out all these things? Most of the time, maybe they want to take their love interest out, you know? Sometimes cheating can even get complicated. Maybe when you're cheating with somebody, the lady or the girl will now start complaining that they never go out to you, they never take them out, blah, blah, blah. And then you want to take them out so that you just keep them quiet, or so that the affair will continue because you're having fun, obviously. So they want you now call your partner to find out where he or she is, so that you will not mistakenly run into them in public. You know, some of these stories or videos that we've watched about the woman coming to a restaurant and seeing her husband with another woman, you know, those kind of things. So to avoid them, your partner will now always be calling you to know where you are. So in case you're in this side of town, they'll go to the other side of town where they will not even mistakenly run into you. So when your partner starts calling you all the time to find out where you are or what you're doing, it might be a sign that they are cheating and they are trying to avoid meeting you somewhere unexpectedly. So pay attention to these signs, okay? Pay attention to these signs. Before I move on to the second phase of this episode, which is how to gather proof and confront them, I want to state that because your partner is exhibiting a couple of the behaviors I mentioned, doesn't necessarily mean that they are cheating. It might be work and family stress, or it might even be an indication that your relationship isn't going well and needs to be worked on. So you have to be very careful and make sure your partner is cheating before you react, because sometimes it can actually be other things that are happening. But it's very rare that all these 10 signs will be present in your partner. At least like 8 or 7 of the signs will be present in your partner and they're not cheating, or they're not about to cheat. It's very rare, but sometimes it can happen. So I said it before and I'm going to say it again. You have to be sure. That's why you have to look for evidence and proof. Which brings us to the second phase. But before we embark on this second phase, let me just say that you need to be sure you're ready and prepared for what you're going to find. Are you sure you can handle the truth? When you finally find that your partner is cheating, are you sure you can handle it? Some people prefer not to know or find out if their partner is cheating or not, so they can be blissfully ignorant. But others want to know. So, you've gotten to this point and you're like, yes, I want to know. Let me know if he's cheating. Let me know if she's cheating. Then, this next phase is for you. The first thing you should do is start to gather proof that your partner is cheating, so that when you confront them, they won't laugh it off or call you crazy. The first place you should look to gather evidence is your partner's phone or laptop. Going through your partner's phone is a breach of privacy and trust, so you must be absolutely sure you want to do this. You have to be sure you want to go down this road. So you can pick a time when you can be alone with their phone, especially when they are in the shower or using the restroom or cooking, or best still, sleeping. Leave no stone unturned in this search. Smart partners usually delete their text messages, emails, and WhatsApp chats, but many cheaters forget to delete their call history, their IG and Facebook chats. So start there. You might not see anything in their call logs or their messages or emails, so they might delete those ones or chats. You might not really see anything there. But here you see, most people, they forget IG chats and Facebook chats. So start there. Also, check their screenshots and notes app. People love to reread sweet messages from their lover. If your husband or your wife sends you a text message that is very sweet, I'm sure you will not want to delete it. You want to be reading it maybe that throughout that day, you just be reading it and it will make you happy. So that's the same thing that also happens with cheating. When your lover is sending you dirty text, especially if your wife is the kind of person that does not really send those kind of messages, you might be tempted to not delete them. So you take them to screenshots where she will not even try to look, or your notes, you copy it and put it in your notes. So look, check those folders, because that's where the message might be. Then go through their gallery. They may have forgotten to delete certain images or pictures that their lover sent to them. And also, don't forget to search their browser history. You must be careful doing this, as you don't want to get caught snooping if your partner isn't cheating. May show them that you don't trust them and it might cause big issues in your marriage, but it's a necessary step. You must check their phone, because most times where cheating proof is in the phone. So check it. You can also check their social media if you have the time. The next step is to follow them or get someone to follow them. If you suspect that, okay, I think he always goes out by this time, I think she always goes to meet her lover by this time or by that time, whenever they are going out, and you feel like they are going there, follow them. Follow them, or tell a trusted friend, someone that you trust, to follow them, so that you know where they are going, see where they are going. And you know, there is this thing they always do in the movies, whenever you are following your partner, to know where they are going or what they are doing, they will tie scarf, wear shades, just dress off, wear wig and look awkward. That thing is actually, it's just in the movies. Please don't do it in real life, because it can be the opposite. It can actually attract attention to you instead of disguise you. So just be normal, wear your normal clothes. Okay, you can still wear your shades just to, for that little, you know, disguise, but don't start wearing big wigs or something that will just be weird, because people might even start looking at you funny, and then it will not attract your partner's attention. So try to just dress normal and be at a safe distance from them. Don't go too close, because they might see you and abort mission. So you have to be give them a safe distance, so that you can watch them very well and find out where they are going and who they are meeting with. The third way to catch a cheating partner is to tell them you're coming back late and then come home early. Oh, this one, Nigerian movie, love this one, eh? You just be like, baby, I'm not gonna be coming back till 8 p.m. and maybe it's like 4. You'll be like, okay, yes. Enough time for me to call my lover so that we can do whatever it is we are doing before my partner comes back. And then, just give them like an hour or so, just come back. Or you just pretend to forget something. Maybe when you leave the house, you now come back and say you forgot something. is usually when you catch the person red-handed. This one, nobody say I can explain. You cannot explain because you are seeing it with your own eyes. They cannot lie, they cannot explain it away. So it's one of the surefire ways to catch your partner when they are cheating, is to catch them in the act. Another way to catch a cheating partner is to pay them a surprise visit at their place of work. Many love affairs are born in the office. So if your partner's lover is from their office, you catch them, because many times they will just feel like, you will never come to my office. Maybe especially if you've never gone to where they work before, or you are busy self. So they'll feel like, okay, you might catch me at home, you might catch me somewhere else, but you can't come to my workplace. Shock them. It shock them. Shock them and go and visit them one day. Just pretend that you came to give them food, or you came to take them out to lunch or something like that, and catch them in the act. Then another thing, step you can take, is to recruit your trusted friends to help you watch him or her. Make sure you trust that friend, because some friends will go and tell the cheater that you're onto them and you want to catch them. And then they will now start forming one kind, I'm not cheating, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. So make sure that friend is on your side and you trust them not to blab. Then they can help you, because the truth is that you cannot be in 10 places at once. You might be busy with work or busy with something else. So your friend can use the opportunity to watch your partner to know what he or she is going to do or what they are doing. Okay, another way to catch a cheating partner. This particular one, now many people don't even think of it because their mind does not go there, but today your mind must start going there. Okay. Check your partner's pockets, maybe their trouser pocket, their jean pocket, all those kinds of things, their bags, their wallets, their purses, for unusual receipts like hotel receipts, restaurant receipts, restaurant that you don't go to. You see that your partner spent like 10,000. What were they doing? And then you also start looking for expensive shopping receipts that you know nothing about. Imagine seeing a receipt for women's underwear that your partner bought, or something like that, women's clothing, and it's not you that he bought it for. So it's going to be a red flag, like, okay, why is this receipt here? Why does this person have this particular bill? Then that's a way for you to catch them, to know that, okay, something is up. So many people don't remember this one, so you have to always remember to do that. Then another way is to ask their friends. The friends will start acting well, or rather, when you ask your partner's friends about this particular issue, maybe you're like, Chike, is a man cheating on me? You'll be like, I think you might become confused because you catch him off guard. But if now these ones will be say, hey, the professional liars, all those kind of videos that you call your husband's friend, you're there with your husband though, and be like, he did not come home last night, where is he? He's here with me. If not, those type are nothing for you. So you can still find some ways to, you know, deceive them into telling you the truth. For example, now there was one of my friends that she told her, okay, her hobby traveled, because she said suspecting that he was cheating on her. So when he traveled, he said he was going to Enugu. So she was like, okay, no problem. So what she then did was she went and told her friend, her hobby's friend, that she wants to go to Enugu and surprise him and pay him a surprise visit. Immediately she left, the guy called his friend and was like, your wife says she come to Enugu, leave that place where you did. Next thing, the husband called and was like, that he's coming back home, that in fact the convention that he claimed he was going for had been cancelled. And she was like, okay. So this is what has been happening, Abby. That was how she caught the husband. That was how she knew that something was up. It confirmed her suspicions. So you can ask your partner's friends, either your wife's friends or your husband's friends, and you just watch their reaction. They might lie to you, but watch their reaction. It's usually where you find out if something is going on or not. Then, if you have iPhone, maybe that's why you use iPhone or this iOS, then you can track their phone. There's one app that is called Find My Friend. So you can use it, you can connect it to their phone and know where they are at all times. So what is good for is you can just call them randomly and be like, you already know where they are. So ask them, where are you? And maybe the person is in a hotel, they will tell you they are in church or something like that. that's exactly how you know that, okay, why did he have to lie? If he was not doing anything bad, he can just simply tell you, oh, I went to the hotel to hang out with some of my friends, you know, something like that, and you know that, okay, maybe he's not cheating. But some people will still, they will still code though and lie to you. So you just need to find how to, just, I don't know, just be wise, know how to handle all this situation. And if you're not using iPhone, you're using Android, you can use Google Map to link your partner's phone location to yours. It's their phone location to yours. You can use Android, the Google Map. If you don't have it, go to Play Store, download the app. You can use it to track your partner's phone. So just make sure to call, or maybe when they get home, you just be like, where were you? By 5, I was trying to reach you. And just know what they will say and see their reaction. Then you can confirm your suspicions that they're cheating or not. After you have done all this research and found irrefutable proof that your partner is cheating on you or being unfaithful, you have a very tough decision to make. Will you leave the relationship or will you forgive them and try to work on your relationship or marriage? That brings us to the third phase of this episode, knowing what to do after you catch your partner cheating. No matter which decision you make, you need to allow yourself to feel angry, feel betrayed, feel mad, disappointed. Let yourself feel your feelings. Many people will be like, I don't care, I didn't even love her that much. After all this, after all that, after all, everybody cheats, I'm not surprised. My dear, cheating hurts, especially when it's somebody that you trusted, especially when it's marriage too. You trusted this person, you thought it was a me and you till the end of time situation. And then you find out that the person has been cheating on you with someone else and promising someone else those same things that they promised you and sleeping with, having sex with someone else. It hurts. It's painful. So don't pretend like you don't care or you know, pain you, except you don't love that person. So allow yourself to, I always tell people, allow yourself to grieve. Don't be forming hard guy, and go and be drinking alcohol and killing your liver and your kidney all in the name of you don't care. So please, allow yourself time. Feel betrayed. Yes, it hurts. Allow that hurt to run through you. Don't slice yourself and tell yourself that it's nothing, I'll move on. You can't move on if you don't grieve. So you have to allow yourself to feel all your feelings. Then the second one, this one is important too. You must get tested for STDs, especially HIV. Because some partners, they are serial cheats. Maybe they've even slept with many, more than one person. And they will still come home and sleep with you. And they might have given you something you don't even know about. So try to get yourself tested. And also, if you decide to forgive them, let them get tested too. So that moving further, you will not contact any other thing from them. Unless it's HIV, then in that case, I don't know what to say. So then you must talk to them about it. Some people might be like, I'm not going to tell him anything now. Just when he or she comes back, you just see that I've gone. No, don't do that. Talk to them about what they did to you. Tell them how they hurt you. Let them know what they did. Let them confront them about it and let them tell you by themselves. Don't just leave, because they might never know why you left, and it will not end up being that you're the one that was the bad person. So talk to them. Also, talking to them helps you process everything, helps you understand better what happened and why they cheated or whatever. So please, you must, you know, talk to them about how you feel. Talk to them. And another thing is, please try not to act too quickly until you've spoken with your partner. Don't rush and go and start having revenge sex. He cheated on me, I'm going to cheat back. Or you start hatching a plan on how to hurt them. Please don't do that. Or you, because you might end up making a decision you regret later. Your partner hurts you, yes, I understand, but don't act too quickly. Talk to them first. Let them explain themselves, you know. It's not, I know there's nothing to explain. You cheated is that you cheated. And like some people will say there's nothing like cheating by mistake. But still, you still need to give your partner the opportunity to talk to you. Or just talk to the person. Then put yourself first. Don't consider their feelings. I don't consider what people will think. What will this person think if I leave my relationship of 10 years because this person cheated? I know this thing that people always say, no man is perfect. The person you're leaving your partner for might still cheat on you. All those things are just things that people say to trap people into some things that I don't even understand. If you don't feel comfortable, if cheating is a deal breaker for you, please leave. Don't say, how will I know that the next person will not cheat on me? You will never know. But what if the next person doesn't cheat? Because I don't believe in that thing, all men cheat or all women cheat. That thing is rubbish. Not all cheat, please. Not all. There are still some people that don't cheat. So don't buy into that bullshit of everybody cheats. If you're not comfortable with the situation, you need to leave. Okay? That's the fifth one, is make a decision if you stay or leave. It's very important. You have to decide, do I continue with this relationship or do I leave? Especially if your partner is unremorseful, then you have to leave. What are you still doing in that relationship? You're exposing yourself to so many things that you might regret later. So, but anyway, some people still forgive and work on their relationship and things get better. So if you decide to stay, then you must do these things I'm going to say now. It's not when you stay tomorrow, anything that happens, you start reminding your partner of the time that he or she cheated and you tripping them. If that's your plan, then please leave. Don't stay. So if you said that you want to stay and work on your relationship or your marriage, then you need to forgive your partner and move on from what they did. You must forgive them. Truly forgive and forget. Yes, it's going to be very difficult. You might never forget, but you have to forgive. And try not to bring it up in later arguments or fights. Then talk to a therapist or a marriage counselor or somebody that you trust in your marriage, like your pastor, your parents, or something like that. So speak to somebody. You might not be able to navigate it alone with your partner. You might need an expert to help you pull through the situation that you found yourself in. And also try to work on the things that pushed your partner into cheating. If they have reasons that they gave you, maybe because you stopped being romantic or you stopped caring about them, and truly you know that yes, that's what happened, you actually did all those things, then you must accept your part in that cheating. You must accept the part that you played, because sometimes it's actually the one partner that pushes the other into cheating. I'm not saying that it's justified, but it's the truth. So if you don't accept that, okay, maybe this is what I did that pushed my husband or my wife or whatever into cheating, you might not be able to walk past that issue, because you still do it again in the future and they might end up still cheating again. So you have to work on the things that they said made them cheat or made them lose interest in you. Together, be honest with each other, work on it and move forward. Then, like I said, do not bring it up to guilt trip them after you walk through it. Not when you said you're forgiving them, but any small thing, you now bring it up again. It's very difficult to trust somebody that has betrayed you, believe me. I know it is, but that is why you have to decide if you stay or leave. And if you want to stay, then you have to stay well. Then, try not to obsess over the details. You want to know who, how many times, the positions they did, where they did it, how they did it, when they did it. All those things will just drive you crazy. It will just drive you crazy. You might, knowing who is natural, you want to know who they cheated on you with. But wanting to know all the details, that's unhealthy. I don't advise it. You can ask all the questions you want to ask, but try not to start obsessing over the details or imagining them doing this or doing that. That's going to hurt you more. Then, if you are the cheater, if you are the person that cheated, and you still want the relationship to work out, then you must do these things. You must apologize and answer all your partner's questions honestly. Yes, if your partner wants to know all the details about your cheating, give it to them without lying. Please don't try to deny the affair, especially if you still want to continue the relationship. Don't try to make them think that they are crazy or laugh and start mocking them all, you know. Don't do that. If they confront you with proof, accept you're wrong. Then you must give your partner the time to heal. Don't try to rush them. After 3 months, you're still angry about this. After 3 months, you're still talking about, what you did is a huge thing. So you don't expect them to just get over it overnight. You have to give them time to grieve, time to heal and move on. Then work on yourself and your marriage. If you know those things that made you cheat, you and your partner together, you yourself, you must be willing to work on it, because it takes two to tango. You don't expect your partner to magically fix everything. No, both of you have to work together. So you have to be willing to put in the work that it takes to make your marriage work again. Then you guys should focus on the future. Okay? Since you have started to stay together, move on. Move on from the past and focus on your future. Well, I've come to a segment where I know that my listeners love a lot, and it's called the comment section. What people think about some certain issues, I always read it out or I allow them to voice their feelings on voice note. But today, I'm going to be reading out a few of the remarks I got from my listeners. So I asked the question, if you catch your friend's partner cheating, will you tell him or her? And these are some of the responses that my friends and some of my fans gave. Rado's Roots: I have a personal grudge against cheats, so I'll definitely tell my friend about their cheating partner. Neno said, I'll mind my business. Telling somebody that their partner betrayed them or cheated on them can hurt, and I wouldn't want to be the one who breaks the news to her. I hope she finds out for herself. Well, that has some atom of truth to it, Shabo. Anyway, that's Neno's opinion. Mr. Concept wrote, I won't come out outrightly and tell him, but I will drop a few hints and hope he pieces everything together. Well, that's actually a good idea. You can drop a few hints and, you know, just sow the seed into their mind so that they will now catch up. That's true. But it can actually work against them because they might not now, like, they might not even think about it. And they might think that maybe, they might not understand what you're saying. But if you drop good hints, hopefully they will. Stephanie says, it depends on my relationship with that friend. If we are very close, then I'll definitely tell them. If not, I'll drink water and mind my business. Abio, that's actually true. It depends on your closeness with the person. If the person is like an acquaintance, maybe a work friend, true, I'll drink water and mind my business. But if it's a very close friend, I have to tell them, because I think if the reverse were the case, I want to know. So that's just my opinion, though. Isn't it said, if it's a very close friend, I'll set it up so that they can catch their partner in the act. Okay. Okay. I'm so curious to know what you're going to set up. Like, seriously, that sounds like a movie already. And she also said, I'll tell my friend what I saw and let her draw her own conclusions. Exactly. Yeah, this is a very valid one. Just tell her, I saw your partner, so and so hotel. Or did you know about it? And then they can now draw, they're not telling him, I saw your partner cheating. In fact, yeah, isn't it? You have a point. Then Siphon said, no, I won't tell them. And besides, what if they too are cheating? Imagine reporting a cheater to a cheater. They tell you. And most times, if you don't mind your business, you regret it. Yes, that's the truth. Especially in this Nigeria. I remember back then, I actually saw my friend's boyfriend in one hotel like that. That was when I was in school, though. And I didn't tell her because, my dear, I don't know. Because before they will say that you are the one that, maybe when they now break up, they say you are the one that broke them up or something like that. So sometimes I beg, it's just better, especially in this Nigeria, everybody is malicious and they want to blame you. And you know, so some people say they often end up forgiving their partner. You now become their enemy. You now lose your friend over something stupid and trivial. So it all depends on you. If you know your friend, how would they react to everything? Then go ahead and tell them. If not, keep quiet, drink water, and mind your business, as Stephanie said. Yo, this is where we're going to be coming to the end of today's episode. Cheating partners, people are in trouble. People are in trouble. Please, you guys should share this episode with your friends and family, on social media. You know, as usual, please leave me your comments. Please leave me your comments. I love reading you guys' comments. It helps me know what you guys are thinking, know what you guys think about the episode and so many other things. So also, you can catch up with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, at The Truth Korea. And also, you can send me an email at info.thetruthkorea@gmail.com if you have a question pertaining to your relationship or whatever it is that you want to ask. Or if you want to share your story on my podcast, then you can also send me an email too, or a DM or whatever. Yeah, so then you guys, please don't forget to subscribe, okay? Don't forget to subscribe. Now, we're going to be stopping here today. So take care, guys. Until next week, I hope to see you guys again. And now to read The Devil Comes, chapter 3, is my very good friend, Miss Charlene.
Hi, guys. Welcome to episode 3 of The Devil Comes. Tonia was never late. She was one of those women who could say that their period followed a rigid cycle and came when she was expecting it. So she was concerned when 3 days after her due date, her monthly visitor hadn't still arrived. She waited a few more days, and then she went to buy a pregnancy test kit. It came out positive, and when she told Tony, he carried her up in excitement and whirled her around, shouting, "I'm going to be your father! I'm going to be your father!" repeatedly. Tonya also called her mom, who danced and danced and sang in mother's usual fashion. Throughout her pregnancy, Tony was the sweetest. He gave her back rubs, foot rubs whenever she asked for it. He bought her everything she craved and hardly let her do any strenuous house chore. They went on a walk every evening, and he followed her to her antenatal and monthly checkups to the jealousy of other women whose husbands never came with them. They went baby clothing shopping together and had so much fun doing it. A few days before she put to bed, Tony took time off work to be with her, and he drove her to the hospital when she entered labor. He stayed with her in the labor room and refused to leave, even when the doctor told him that something had gone wrong and that he needed to leave for them to save Tonya. They had to drag him out of the room, and he paced around and around until the doctor came to tell him that they lost the baby, but that Tonya would be fine. He ran to her, and they cried in each other's arms. After a few months, they decided to try again, but Tonya had a miscarriage at 6 months, and then she miscarried again at 4 months, and miscarried yet again at 4 weeks. Each time, Tony had always been there to help her through the pain. And after the last miscarriage, he had suggested they stopped trying for a while. And so they stopped. A few months after they made the decision to stop trying to have kids, Tony completely changed. He began keeping late nights, finding excuses to leave the house on weekends. They stopped doing the things they used to do together. He hardly made love to her, except for when he was high or drunk. And he always lost his temper at the slightest provocation. "So I shouldn't get angry or react when you do stupid things to annoy me," he said the day she pointed out that he was always angry with her over little things. At first, Tonya excused his behavior as his way of trying to get over their losses. But as time went on, he got worse and worse, and then she realized that it was becoming a habit for him. She didn't know what to do, and her mom always warned her that whatever happens in your marriage stays in your marriage. And so she couldn't talk to anyone about it, not even her best friend Amanda. Her phone's vibration jolted her back to reality. It was a text from Tony, and it read, "Go to the market and buy things to make goat meat pepper soup for me. That's what I want to eat tonight." A few seconds later, an alert of 40K from Tony entered her account. Tonya stepped out of the bathroom and stood in front of the giant standing mirror in their bedroom to dry off herself. After drying off, she looked at herself in the mirror and held her belly and jiggled it. And then she called herself Fatty Bum Bum. Tony had also started complaining that she was gaining weight and needed to start working on losing it. She threw on her big shirt and her joggers, and then she tied a scarf over her scattered braids. She had actually been wanting to make her hair, but she hardly found the time. Tonya had some money at hand, and so she decided to go and buy the things from the market first and then withdraw at the ATM to replace the money she had spent. She got to the ATM later and joined the queue. She was standing there waiting for her turn when someone tapped her. "Excuse me, please, are you the last person on this queue?" he asked. She looked up at the tall, dark stranger as he took off his shades. "T, is that you? I can't believe it." Tonya stared at him in disbelief. It was like she had seen a ghost from her past. She opened her mouth in shock. Okay, guys, that's it for today. To find out what happened next week or what transpired between Tonya and who she just met, tune in next week for chapter 4 of The Devil Comes. Bye.